Fayette is fortunate to have a local FM radio station, KPIP, which is the flagship program of a nonprofit organization, International Educational Resources for Rural Missouri, or IERRM, whose mission is to cultivate and nurture community educational radio in and around Fayette. In addition to offering content developed elsewhere, KPIP is proud to feature local programming and look to area residents to offer their perspectives on topics of interest to them and their friends and neighbors. The following programming does just this, as it engages local citizenry, who are the experts on the area's history because they have lived it. This series is called Howard County Remembers and builds on work done when the county celebrated its 200th birthday in 2016. That year, a fine publication entitled Howard County, Missouri, From Prairie Land to Promised Land, A Remembrance Across Two Centuries, was released. This radio series embellishes on the extensive information contained in that book, which may be found at the Howard County Public Library. To back up, though, the genesis of these programs was inspired by this year's celebration of the state's bicentennial. While Howard County was organized by an act of the General Assembly of the Territory of Missouri in 1816, it was followed 5 years later in 1821 when Missouri was recognized as a state by the United States Congress, making 2021 Missouri's bicentennial year. We decided to tie together these two historically close occasions by focusing on aspects of Howard County's history and keep these in KPIP archives, as well as offer audios of the broadcast to the State of Missouri Historical Society to keep in its archives. The title of the first program in this series is Howard County, the Mother of Counties. Many listeners likely have seen the displays on the Courthouse Square in Fayette showing the massive land area encompassed by the county in the beginning. Don Cullimore tells the rest of this fascinating story about Howard County in its early days and how it got its name in a piece he wrote for the 2016 book. Don has a career spanning more than 60 years as a newspaperman, magazine writer and editor, and public information specialist. He retired from Central Methodist University in June 2011 after serving 14 years as public relations and publications director. Since then, he has served as editor of the Quarterly Journal of the Boonslick Historical Society. He and his wife, Carlene, are residents of Fayette. This program is narrated by John Tinker, who, amongst other things, is the chief engineer of KPIP.
Howard County is called the Mother of Counties. Howard County came into being on what was surely a cold, blustery winter day in Missouri, January 13th of 1816. It was an official act by the General Assembly of the Territory of Missouri and predated Missouri's admittance into the Union by 5 years. The county was named for Missouri's first territorial governor, Benjamin Howard. It was created from what were called districts, then counties, of St. Louis and St. Charles. Initially, Howard County covered a huge area, almost all of northwest Missouri and even part of Iowa. It comprised nearly 23,000 square miles, about one-third as large as the present state of Missouri. That's an area larger than Vermont, Massachusetts, Delaware, and Rhode Island combined. The names of the many Missouri and Iowa counties that were eventually formed are listed on the display on the Courthouse Square in Fayette. Within a few years, nearly 30 Missouri counties, plus nearly 10 in present-day Iowa, were formed from Howard's original boundaries. That's why it's known as the Mother of Counties. The region was settled primarily by those from the upper southern states of Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. They brought slaveholding traditions with them to provide labor for their farms. They grew hemp, tobacco, and other crops, and raised cattle, swine, and poultry. The rural agricultural-oriented counties bordering the Missouri River in the center of the state became known as Little Dixie. Howard County was at its heart. The county continued to be developed for agriculture and is still largely rural. The county seat was temporarily situated in Hannah Cole's Fort, which stood on the south bank of the Missouri River in what is now Boonville in Cooper County. Judicial proceedings were held at the home of Joseph Jolly, located within the fort. Attorney David Barton served as the judge and Nicholas Burkhart as the sheriff for Howard County. Barton was to become the first senator for the new state of Missouri in 1821. Thomas Hart Benton was elected senator on a second ballot vote by the General Assembly. The county seat for Howard was moved to Old Franklin in 1817, but because of frequent Missouri River floods, the location was moved to Fayette in 1823. 5 courthouses have stood at the present site on the town square, with the present one erected in 1888. The county was named for Missouri's first territorial governor, Benjamin Howard. Howard was born in 1760 in what is now Lexington, Kentucky, and was then part of Virginia. His family moved to Boonesboro, Kentucky, in the 1770s when his father, John Howard, acquired land there. Benjamin fought in the Indian Wars in the Northwest Territory in the 1790s. When those hostilities ended in 1795 with the Treaty of Greenville, he returned to Kentucky to study law and established a legal practice in Lexington. He was elected to the Kentucky General Assembly in 1800 and served in the 10th and 11th Congresses from Kentucky from 1807 until April 1810. On April 17th of that year, President James Madison appointed him governor of the Louisiana Territory. This included the Louisiana Purchase District north of modern-day Louisiana, which was renamed Missouri Territory in June of 1812. He succeeded a famed explorer, Meriwether Lewis, in this position. The position was later filled by Lewis's fellow Louisiana Territory Pacific Northwest Expedition member, William Clark. Benjamin Howard resigned his post during the War of 1812 to become Brigadier General of the 8th Military Department, which oversaw the territories of Missouri and Illinois. During the conflict, he and Nathan Boone, Daniel Boone's youngest son, attacked Sac and Fox positions in Illinois and established Fort Clark by Peoria, Illinois. Howard fell ill on the way back and died in 1814 in St. Louis, Missouri. He was buried in the Old Grace Church graveyard in downtown St. Louis and then reinterred in the Bellefontaine Cemetery. The original size of Howard County was enormous and represented an area larger than Vermont, Massachusetts, Delaware, and Rhode Island combined. Out of this area, eventually, the following Missouri counties were formed: Boone, Cole, northern part of Miller, Morgan, northern parts of Benton and St. Clair, Henry, Johnson, Lafayette, Pettus, Cooper, Manitowoc, Saline, Clay, Clinton, DeKalb, Gentry, Worth, Harrison, Davies, Caldwell, Ray, Carroll, Livingston, Grundy, Mercer, Putnam, Sullivan, Lynn, Cheriton, Randolph, Macon, Adair, and possibly parts of Shelby, Monroe, and Audrain. Additionally, the following Iowa counties were formed from Howard County: parts of Taylor and Adams, Union, Ringgold, Clark, Decatur, and Waggoner, and possibly parts of Lucas, Monroe, and Appanoose.